Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head word wrangler and trail boss of Old West DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes and let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 42 for 2019. What was happening during the calendar week of October 12th through October 19th in the Great American Old West? October 12th, 1940. Tom Mix, Thomas Hezekiah Mix, drove his Guard 812 through barricades into a washed-out bridge and was killed instantly when struck in the back of the head by an aluminum suitcase. Located near Florence, Arizona on State Highway 79, the site was later renamed Tom Mix Wash. Rodeo champion, sharpshooter, he acted in 336 movies, including one 15-episode serial, The Great K&A Train Robbery, 1926, etc. Most of his films are lost. His horse was Tony. October 13, 1892. Heavily armed, masked bandits forced a Missouri Pacific engineer and fireman to uncouple the express car and move it away from the rest of the train at Caney, Kansas. Firing randomly into the express car, they shot express messenger J.N. Maxwell in the arm, forcing him to open the car, his safe, and then robbed him of his watch and other personal property. Then they quickly vanished into the night. Maxwell put the total take of the robbers at less than $100. Locals immediately suspected survivors of the massacre, Dalton Gang, as perpetrators. October 14th, 1959, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Errol Flynn is dead of a heart attack at 50. Swashbuckling, sword-fighting actor, but he also did several westerns, Dodge City, 1939, Santa Fe, 1940, and the overblown Sop to Custer, They Died with Their Boots On, 1941, all with co-star Olivia de Havilland. She played Libby Custer in Boots. October 15, 1880. Outlaw leader Jesse Evans is convicted, given 10 years for the murder of Texas Ranger George Red Bingham at Presidio del Norte, Mexico, on July the 3rd, 1880. Ranger D.T. Carson was also wounded in the affair, but the gang lost the battle. George Davis was killed, John Gross was wounded, and the gang taken. This was the last hurrah of the Jesse Evans gang. October 16, 1877, Yavapai County, Arizona, Sheriff Ed Bowers, U.S. Marshal William W. Sandifer, and a freshly deputized Virgil Earp stopped fleeing felons in Prescott, Arizona. Bad man John Talos is killed in the shootout, and his partner, a wanted murderer named Wilson, died several days later. Virgil is designated a hero in the incident. October 17, 1876, founding of the Pacific Coast Steamship Company, the final evolution from a chain of steamship companies organized by partners Goodall, Nelson, and Perkins, beginning in 1867. The new company would serve 20 ports between San Diego and San Francisco, while major competitor, the Pacific Mail Steamship Company, would control the routes from Central America and those north of San Francisco. Sold to the Admiral Line in 1916. October 17, 1932, the H-Bar-O Rangers, starring Richard Wanamaker as Bobby Benson and Herbert C. Rice, the director as Buck Mason, foreman of the ranch, and Wong Lee, the cook, begin as CBS Radio 15-minute shows in 1932. 700 episodes later, production stopped in December 1936. The series was revived on the Mutual Network by Rice in 1949. The ranch was renamed the B-Bar-B, but the show carried the same name, ending again in 1955 after some 350 episodes. It spun off two different TV series and 20 issues of comic book, 1950-53. At one time, both Don Knotts and Tex Ritter played on the show, and I definitely listened to this show as a young kid. October 18, 1928, Charles A. Charlie Shringo, age 73, died in Altadena, California. Cowboy, merchant, lawman, Pinkerton detective, New Mexico ranger, author, and silent film actor. An interesting man, often found where the action was. He did some of the very first uncovered police work. Among his books, A Texas Cowboy, or 15 Years on the Hurricane Deck of a Spanish Pony, 1885, and Riata and Spurs, 1912. Also, two evil isms, Pinkertonism and Anarchisms, 1915, and A History of Billy the Kid, 1920. Well, this is program 42 for 2019. All material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old-time background tunes are played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.